Issues and challenges in life that get addressed when people are young tend not to be issues and challenges, at least not as big, when those people get older, which is why we tend to believe in things like education and good parenting. Those can't cover all the bases in pointing a young person in the right direction. Kids need parents and teachers and often mentors, people who are older and more experienced. The organization once known as the Rose Circle is now called Rogue Valley Mentoring. So in one sense, this is a revisit. In another sense, it's brand new. Two guests join us. Sarah Kreisman is the Executive Director at Rogue Valley Mentoring here in the studio with me. Sarah, welcome.
Good morning.
Lynn Chertkov is with us as well, a mentor support specialist at Rogue Valley Mentoring. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
So when we last visited, it was the Rose Circle. Talk about the beginning and the transition for the organization.
So for a couple years in the beginning, 2006, the Rose Circle was only serving girls. It was founded by a group of concerned women in the community who wanted an opportunity, a place for their girls to be able to process their experiences, share with each other, and be supported in the way that mentors do. And along the way, they realized through the interest of outside groups who were working with boys that there was an opportunity for them to also work with boys. And so opening the doors a couple years later and continuing along in this successful way and realizing, wow, from feedback from the community that we could rebrand and become a name that would be to the folks who had yet to be introduced to the Rose Circle, that Rogue Valley Mentoring would be potentially a more approachable name for all genders.
Who are the kinds of kids who seek out support through Rogue Valley Mentoring or who come to Rogue Valley Mentoring and make use of the services?
I would say that we see a little bit of everybody in the end. We have different avenues of connecting with youth. Sometimes we get calls from family members, concerned family members, who can have the perception that their children need some and could benefit from some extra support. Sometimes we get referrals from schools, from DHS workers, who it's very clear to them that these folks, these kids are either getting no or very little support at home and could see the support that the mentors that we train offer to be of benefit to the kids.
Sounds like in the DHS cases, we're talking about kids who are not in dire enough circumstances to be in foster care, but certainly need additional supports.
And are in the juvenile system.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Lynn Chertkov, have you been with Rose Circle and then Rogue Valley Mentoring for a while?
For the last 3 years, mm-hmm. Yes. After moving from the East Coast, I moved here and began to work with Rogue Valley Mentoring, primarily training mentors and running circles myself. We have circles in Talent and Medford and are expanding to Central Point. So we are beginning to see young people who do have difficult lives, are growing up with ACEs, or what we call adverse childhood experiences, and we are offering them a place to gain support from one another and from the adults who are facilitating the circles that they attend.
Now, Rogue Valley Mentoring does offer one-on-one mentoring in addition to the circles. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
All right, but it starts with the circles. I mean, obviously, the original name, the Rose Circle, got things going.
Yes, and in the last years, there have been one-on-one mentors. And often, the one-on-one relationships grow out of the circles where we're seeing a young person who can really benefit from, in addition, having a mentor that is really dedicated to time with them.
So it would seem like the circles would offer a different sort of texture from what the one-on-one mentoring would offer, in the sense that it's not just about mentoring, but also having peers who are having some similar issues.
Exactly. It is very much about building the peer relationships and self-esteem within a circle, so that we, for example, will see sixth grade girls coming into a middle school, giving them support as they integrate into a different school situation, and building peer relationships that last, so that sometimes the circles will then move with these girls 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So they are bonded and both to the mentor and to one another.
It seems like that's probably an immediate value to the people who come into the circles, is to know that there are other people who are having similar issues from what the individuals are having.
Often it's the first time that young people are really sharing and beginning to see that their life circumstances may be shared by their peers. And that in itself is a huge support for young people who can often feel isolated in their family circumstance.
We are visiting with the people of Rogue Valley Mentoring here on the Jefferson Exchange. Lynn Chertkov is a mentor support specialist. She helps train people. Sarah Kreisman is the executive director at Rogue Valley Mentoring. Questions, comments from you, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. 12 to 24, is that what I see the age range is, Sarah?
We actually most actively work with ages 10 to 18. Mm-hmm. And we are open to the potential that at some point we might reopen a young parent circle, which we've had in the past.
Reopen, you're saying?
Yeah.
Right. Have there been some adjustments downward? I mean, have you had to downsize a little bit in recent years?
I wouldn't say downsize. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've definitely had some transitions that have happened. And so we've had a period of kind of battening down the hatches, if you will. So not as much growth in recent years, but not necessarily downsizing. Just making sure we stay strong in our foundations.
We have a phone call, didn't stay on the line, but he dropped his question off. Carter and Wolf Creek wants to know where the name Rose Circle comes from. What was the genesis of that? Can either one of you tell us that?
Yeah. Actually, this is a sweet story that was shared with me from one of the founders, that in one of the earlier circles that they hosted, one of the fathers of the girls in the circle sent or dropped off a dozen roses as a, you know, acknowledgement, gratitude to the circle. So it was sitting in the middle of the circle as the group was deciding what they should be named. And someone just glanced over at the roses and said, "How about the Rose Circle?" There you have it.
All right, the Rose Circle then has grown into Rogue Valley Mentoring. It's such a broad topic. I mean, we've talked about the people who receive it. Who does the mentoring, though? I mean, who and what does the mentoring look like? Why don't you help us there, Ms. Chertkov?
Yes, well, what we know about children is that a caring, consistent adult will change and make healthy the life of a child who's struggling. So research shows us that. The mentors are coming from a broad spectrum of the community, all ages, being some college students, some retired people who with a great professional backgrounds, who are coming wanting to give back to the youth in the community. And we do a training and background checks and fingerprints, all of the things that assure us that the mentor is capable and able to, in fact, give back to youth.
Okay, I'll cross out the part about the background checks. That's been answered now. Okay. But do you get some fairly tough cases, though? I'd imagine that if you've got some people in the juvenile system, they're not there because they want to be there. And I wonder how this turns into a process of making it a place they want to be.
I think it's the connection, and the training really emphasizes that what we are there for is to listen, that young people are the experts in their own lives. So as we get to know them and connect with them, we're not therapists, we're mentors who can spend time, walk along with the youth that they're working with, take them and explore activities that they may not have had a chance to participate in, but mostly just there to listen. And we see many young people who unfortunately have really not had adults who listened. And having that listener can turn around a young person's life.
Are the circles very different between what the boys experience and what the girls experience? I know having been foster parent to several young men, the last thing in the world they want to do is talk about their feelings, as they put it.
Right. Well, I will tell you, the young men move around the room. So it's a bit different than a girls' circle. Girls are really able to often just come and sit and talk. Boys may be throwing a ball at the ceiling while they talk.
But they're talking.
They're talking. They're talking, yes.
What kinds of other activities, Sarah Kreisman, are offered through Rogue Valley Mentoring? I mean, it's not just talking. It sounds like there are a bunch of different ways in which you engage people.
Yeah, actually, so we've had some really interesting opportunities arise. For example, Southern Oregon Education Service District worked with us around STEM programming, and so they've, through their grant, we were able to facilitate, gift cards to opportunities to science works, art classes, all sorts of interesting robotics kits. So we have, everything from opportunities for the circles and the mentors, the one-to-one matches, to go and have these kinds of STEAM opportunities, science, technology. Yeah, right. That's the latest, right? Engineering, art, and math. And also, we recently launched our Mentor Partners Program, and that's a really exciting opportunity for our local entrepreneurs, business owners, craftspeople, artists, to offer their gifts, essentially, to our youth. So, for example, one of our local real estate agents also is a bookbinder. And so she is making herself available if a youth and their mentor were interested to come and learn about bookbinding with her. We also have Juego Smoothies. Martin is teaches about nutrition and health through his smoothie cart at the markets. And he's a mentor partner who is excited to connect and pump kids up about, potentially making smoothies as their next step. Or we have folks who are experienced artists who love to share with youth what it is that they're up to, and we want to help build those connections.
We're talking with the people of Rogue Valley Mentoring here on the Jefferson Exchange. Sarah Kreisman is the executive director. Lynn Chertkov is mentor support specialist, does a lot of the training. Questions, comments about mentoring from you? Join us on the exchange. Maybe you had some mentoring experiences from either end, either giving or receiving in your background. We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. For the people who are thinking, well, I want to be a mentor, but I don't have a lot of skills. I'm not a bookbinder or a smoothie maker. So broaden things out for us. What sorts of things are you looking for in a mentor?
In a mentor or a mentor partner?
Mentor. Let's start with the mentors.
Wow. Well, so in a mentor, honestly, we're looking for someone who's a safe and caring, available adult. We're not requiring degrees in mentoring. We're literally facilitating the training that is necessary for people, anybody who is interested, to learn the skills to hold the space that's needed for mentoring. And Lynn actually continues as a coach and will sit in the circles and is available by phone 24/7 for the mentor's needs. When people have a situation that they're not sure how to handle, they can call Lynn. And Lynn, being a retired family and child therapist, can coach them through how to be available to the child in a way that will serve the relationship that they're in and help it to be sustainable, and also for the mentor to do the self-care that they need to do in the relationship.
So Lynn, when you said that the mentors are not therapists, the fact is they are backed up by a therapist anyway. They've
right.
got that much going on
right.
behind them. So do you find certain fields that seem to lend themselves most to mentoring, people who come out of certain backgrounds who do best at mentoring?
I don't think so. Really? I think people who desire to give back, who want to stay connected to young people. And though I mentioned that many of the youth are coming from situations of adversity in their lives, our approach to working with young people is strength-based. So what we're looking at is building resilience, not a problem-focused way of working, and that allows any person in this community who wants to give back to young people find a way to really connect with them around growth and their health into the future.
I noticed the mention of strength-based mentoring at the Rogue Valley Mentoring website. Also noticed relationship building. This has got to be a huge part of what a young mm-hmm. person needs is to begin to develop quality relationships where perhaps there not have not been many in their lives
exactly.
up to this point.
Exactly, and that starts with listening. Our training is really about learning to listen. And we're not all used to that. I think sometimes we think of ourselves as giving back means giving our experiences. And That is not what it's about. Mentoring is really about stopping, listening, and building the strengths that the youth will offer you if you listen.
That's an important distinction, I would think, that a mentor shouldn't come in thinking, I'm going to open this person up and pour my experiences and skills into them. It's really the other way around, where you're going to let the person who needs the mentoring let some stuff out and be heard, perhaps truly, for the first time.
Exactly. And what we know is that building resilience, which comes from a relationship, is what can change the life of a young person. Statistically, we know that, first of all, 90% of young people who have been mentored will mentor. So that very much speaks to the strength of the relationship and the connection.
So mentees become mentors. How many people are mentees at this point, Sarah Kreisman?
Would you say around 20?
It's 30.
Yes.
Okay. So you're working to build your numbers up. Do you need more people to come out as mentors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we actually are available. We're looking for more one-to-one youth for matches as well currently.
Mm-hmm. So what are the slots that you hit here? Because there are other programs, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, stuff like that. Who are the people that you're focusing on here?
Well, as far as what I know about the, the other organizations who are offering mentor opportunities in the area, we are unique in that we offer a no-cost circle mentorship opportunity and one-to-one mentoring opportunities that is available to all, inclusive to all, non-denominational.
And Lynn Chertkov, you mentioned the background check and the fingerprinting. So what's the training like, though? I mean, how long and rigorous is that?
The training is 2 days, day and a half. And as I mentioned, we really focus on developing listening skills, active listening skills, and communication in the context of a safe container. So that young people, it is confidential, young people are able to connect around where they're coming from as experts in their own lives. And our mentors are learning to communicate in that model. I would also say that reaching out into Boys and Girls Club, into the elementary schools and the middle schools, we are really connecting in a different way. And as we build relationships in those schools or in Boys and Girls Club, we're beginning to train communication skills in those organizations also.
So just a couple seconds left. How do you want people to contact you if they're interested in learning more about Rogue Valley Mentoring from either end?
So we have a lovely webpage, www.rvmentoring.org. You can give us a call at 541-708-6688.
Links available at our website, jeffexchange.org. We have the feature up there now, and we'll add the audio to it later in the day, as we always do. Sarah Kreisman, the Executive Director at Rogue Valley Mentoring. Lynn Chertkov, Mentor Support Specialist at Rogue Valley Mentoring. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
We're really grateful. Thank you.
Good to have you here. We have our media segment, Signals and Noise, coming up in just a matter of minutes. Right now, bottom of the hour, time for Marketplace Tech.